boom, boom, one push of a button and boom, music stops, we're live. How are you,
like,
Mike?
Magic. Fantastic, sir. How are you?
Awesome. Welcome to both mics.
This is a show about nothing and everything. That's Mike Sofka.
And that is Mike Taylor. And together we are both mics. Thank you for joining us. This is what episode?
Welcome to show number 30. 30. Show number 30 of both mics. Heard everywhere podcasts can be heard. Find it where you find stuff.
Yes, that's how I like to say it.
We are live every Friday night on twitch.tv/bothmics. So if you want to see these ugly mugs talk to each other, go ahead and subscribe.
Well, the thing I like about it is there's no net. I mean, we could screw up bad and we could be internet sensations. Maybe we should do that.
We often do.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get right into it. You know I normally like us to warm up, but I can't take it anymore. I can barely hold the excitement. You know what that means.
It's almost summer in Florida. Of course we're warmed up.
Here comes the alien update.
Uh-oh.
Fuck, look, an alien! Where?
Warning, alien approaching. Warning, biophysical experiments extremely dangerous for Earth people.
It's a pretty good robot. He's a little bit of an alien, but I think he's an alien robot. You could be an alien robot, right? But not all robots are domestic.
I computed the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
And that, of course, is the alien update. And we're, you know what the alien update? The update's really about these creatures who are shape-shifted into Bezos and Musk and... who am I forgetting here? Gates.
Gates. And the other guy?
Yeah, from that thing.
With the hair?
I'm convinced these are the same aliens through time, just in different people's bodies. Like, now we have Musk and Bezos going at it. And back in the day, we had Edison and Tesla. And I think Edison could have been Bezos, and Musk, and, you know, Musk could have been Tesla, obviously.
Right. And then, like, Socrates and all those other people back in the day who were, you know, super smart, supposedly.
Well, isn't it something how what they put out is steering the way our society evolves? I mean, think about it.
It's true. It is true.
It's crazy.
Now, would you consider Walt Disney an alien?
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because his head is frozen over there in that castle.
Well, if he wasn't an alien, he had the alien hookup.
An alien that smoked.
Yeah.
Do aliens smoke anymore, or just in the past?
I think just in Men in Black or whatever that movie was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to start off with Amazon because Prime Day's coming up here, and they're giving away TVs pretty much. Did you see that? It's crazy.
Really? Yeah. They're a dime a dozen now.
I know. I'm looking around the house going, where the hell would I put another TV?
my first big screen, when those Sharp Aquos TVs came out, I was like, oh, gotta have one. And I got one almost 10 years ago, and it was like, you know, the retailing were like $2,000, and this particular one, I got it like on a Living Social Brad's Deals Groupon type thing. And it was you know, people are always afraid to get refurbished stuff. And I'm like, well, refurbished. It was made the first time, and it was scrutinized when it was made. And then it flunked out, and then it was scrutinized again, double-checked, and repaired. And I still have it. It's hanging on my wall, 60-inch TV. I got it for like $800, and that was like the beyond the bargain.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I purchased when I got here to there in Texas.
Well, I'm convinced there's, I always say Bezos and Musk and all this. I'm sure they have their fleet of, or their pack of cronies that are with them that are aliens as well. I don't want to give them all the credit, but what I'm trying to say with this stuff is I'm looking at this Prime Day thing and all the TVs that they have on sale, you know what they are? They're those Fire TVs. They already got the stick built in and everything.
Apps built in.
So now what do they do? They get you as a Prime customer for $120 a year, okay? You're going to shop with them because you spent $120 to have the convenience of shopping with them. Now, the delivery, the home delivery thing is great. But he's got you on the hook both monthly and annually. And his retention is over 96%. The people that do business as Prime members, 96% of them stay. So now he just keeps building that base. I mean, it's ingenious, but it's amazing to me how this all works. Because he's serving himself on two different levels, and we're buying it. We can't wait. We're talking about buying it.
And don't they have that Audible, too?
Where, oh, yeah.
Like, books that read to you, you know? He has that, and that's a subscription service that's monthly. So he knows how to do it, you know?
God bless him. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying
I'm mad at him. Where's mine? Make me famous.
The way I look at it is, if somebody's willing to pay you, God bless you, take the money. Yeah. You know, you're worth what you can get. That explains why we're not getting paid.
It's amazing how, like, people, like, God, back in 1980, when cable TV came out, and, you know, mom and dad were like, pay for TV? Are you out of your mind? And then all of a sudden, like, you know, beepers came out. Like, well, just call someone on the phone. What do you need a beeper for? So now you got a beeper. And then it came to cell phones. We got a house phone. We got a cell phone. And, you know, everything. Now you pay for radio. You got XM radio. I freaking pay $250 a year so I can listen to radio. The same songs that are on my cell phone, that are on YouTube, that are everywhere, you know? But I'm paying now because, like, there's no commercials and I get to listen to the same songs on the radio. And then, you know, services like this. To hear, you can read a book. You're perfectly able to read a damn book. You have to listen to it. You need a service for that. You know, now you need an alarm for your house. So that's $60 a month. I need an alarm. You know?
The Ring. God, the Ring's Amazon.
God forbid someone comes through my window.
Right, to take the stuff because they want you to have stuff.
Yeah,
you got to protect that stuff.
Yeah. Got to protect my stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
And the insurance isn't enough. You know, I gotta have bars on my windows and an alarm. What's next?
So when you buy a piece of technology like that, like you were saying, like the refurbished, do you buy the warranty with that or no?
No, I've never bought a warranty. I've never gone for a warranty. I've never done travel insurance. Am I cheap? Yeah. Am I used to being broke most of my life? Yeah.
Well, so, I did the ticket insurance one time. It was last year for the Rockville, and they were saying they were going to put it on, so I bought the tickets, and then I said, you know what, this flu thing, this COVID thing starting up here, let me just spend the extra $45 on these $1,200 tickets here. I'll spend the $45, and if something happens, I can at least get my money back. Like, they won't go, well, we'll just give you a credit for next year, and then you're holding my money for 2 years, and I still got no concert. So right. I did that, and sure enough, when it got called off, I made the claim, and that was the best $45 I ever spent, tell you.
Would that money have been forwarded to this Rockville coming up?
Yeah, it would have. It's just I have a hard time with people holding my money before I get what I'm paying you for. I'm not going to give you $1,200, $1,300, and you hold on to it for almost 2 years, 18 months, whatever, and then I get to go to I don't know. I could see if the show was initially planned for that.
Right.
If I bought a year in advance and I knew that going in.
That was plan A. But, yeah, I, with my Motley, I told you the story. I bought Orlando tickets because there was no San Antonio show. A week later, they post the San Antonio show. So I buy four tickets in San Antonio. And I put my two for resale on Ticketmaster. I sell my two tickets for Orlando for $1,400.
Making money.
And from my understanding, if you buy a resale ticket, you cannot get a refund.
Really? So if the show gets called off.
Unless it's canceled. So with my San Antonio tickets, I bought four. I was going to sell two for the price of the four and go for free.
Sure, why not?
But last summer, when they postponed, we were able to get our money back. I got my money back on my Motley for San Antonio. and my Sammy Hagar. We were going to see Sammy Hagar, I think, in Houston? I don't know where the hell he was, but we got our money back on that, too. And, you know, now I'm looking to buy for Jacksonville for Motley next year. We'll see. I was waiting for all the people that wanted refunds back so I'd have a better selection.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see. It's a year away.
Well, this working at home thing, I know you've been working at home.
Yeah, you know, since last February.
This is a big thing here. Apparently, Microsoft is partnering with someone here through Microsoft Teams, something called Headspace. I guess they're worried about the mental thing. They want you to have meditation and mindfulness app Headspace. I guess they want you to be all relaxed and all... you're working from your house. Half the people are probably in their pajamas or whatever, you know, or dressed from the belly up. I mean, yeah, how much more relaxed can you be? Yeah, you didn't have to fight traffic to get here. You didn't have to wait for the train.
It's different, that's for sure. You know, my Mustang has been in the garage since last month. You know, I finally put it back in the garage, and I've driven it twice in the past 6 months, you know? It's got a full tank of gas. It's going to turn to vinegar. But it's convenient. You know, it's you get a couple hours back. There's no commuting, so you got that.
Well, that's, you know, they're saying that this article I saw on Yahoo Finance is saying, you know, with modern work, you took a bunch of people, you put them in cages, and then you're like, why are they stressed out? So I don't know how being in your house is like a cage. I don't understand that, but
you never leave the office.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Every time, like, I look at my freaking dining room table where my computer, I have, you know, two monitors, I have my paperwork, my scratch pads, my post-it notes, my seat, my freaking cushion, the whole nine yards. I look at it on Sunday night and I'm like, you know what I mean? Really? You know, I gotta look at that. And especially, yeah, with me, yeah, I deal with so many people in a day. And one person can just screw up your day, you know, just sure, really twerk you. And you're trying to help these damn people. And, you know, you just...
Who's these people?
Those people with mortgages. And, you know, you're trying to help these people, and it just rub you the wrong way. And, like, yesterday, I got off of work, and I was like, oh, just thinking about it. And then, you know, we picked up the kids, we went to the beach, and it all went away. I was like, oh, that's awesome. We went out to eat, had a good dinner. We started driving home, half-hour drive. I started thinking about it again. I was like, oh, really? Get home, watch a little Bar Rescue, lay up in bed, hang out, go to sleep, wake up in the morning, you know, get the kids going, and start thinking about it again. Like, really? You know, is that necessary? It shouldn't be a stressful job, but it has days like that. Now, today was fantastic. Couldn't go any better. But, you know, it has its good things and it has its bad things, you know, whatever. As long as you work for somebody else, you got to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, what we used to say in the business I was in before this was, this job would be perfect if it wasn't for all these damn customers. So.
Exactly.
No, yeah. Isn't that from the Kevin Smith movie? Isn't that from Clerks?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's something like that. This job wouldn't be so bad. Yeah, yeah. Brian Anderson's character said it. Speaking of Microsoft and their wares that they push, I hear Microsoft Skype for Business is going away.
So what does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
You're gonna charge us by a minute? Skype.
Like right? Yeah, probably. The Both Mics podcast will be 90 seconds this week.
Well, that's what they do. They throw out a new app. They throw out a new idea. They get you hooked on it. It's ad-free. Then all of a sudden, these ad walls go up. Then all of a sudden, if you want to not see those ads, you just pay the premium. It's only $4 a month, and you're thinking, wow, $4 a month, that's nothing, or whatever it is.
I'll put that next to my Prime subscription and my Audible subscription and my XM radio and my cable TV. Oh, don't forget the internet, but you got to get the good internet because the basic internet sucks.
Yes. Yeah. So here's our basic product, but you don't want this. You want to pay more to get the thing you're going to need.
And your favorite band has a Patreon account, so you're part of that, and you're feeding that guy. Anyone else? Yeah, I got a lawnmower payment. Come on.
Every 2 weeks, they just line up out the door with their hand out.
Yeah. I get a book and I write it all in there. You fucking... gotta pay for the lawnmower because we needed a 4-foot lawnmower.
What do you? Reminds me of last night. I went to dinner with my family, and it was my mom's birthday and everything. We did it up, and my brother is telling my nephew, who's I think 7 now, telling him jokes he can tell in school. And he's like, "What's black and white and red all over?" And my nephew's like, "I don't know." My brother Brian's like, "A newspaper." He's like, "What's a newspaper?" And I was like, "Jesus." I mean, think about it. That's what we're on a different level now.
I thought you were going to say a nun in a blender.
No.
No? It's not a nun in a blender?
No, that was black and white and green all over. All right, we're going to get away from these bad jokes. Speaking of bad jokes, it's a great segue to our website because that's a bad joke. No, there's a funnies tab on our website now. So when you go to bothmikes.com, there's some funny videos. I've moved all past episodes to an archive page, and then the current episodes, both podcasts and videos, are all on that page. And there's even connectivity for you to go to What's Hot in Florida. And then What's Hot in Florida is done the same way. They're kind of interlocked a little bit here. So go check out both our sites there, What's Hot in Florida and BothMikes.com.
Yep.
You know, Facebook and some academics, they say, this is according to the Register.com, they're saying that the academics we're referring to here is Michigan State University and Facebook AI Research, which their acronym is FAIR. Ha! The aim being to make a tool that can tackle campaigns of coordinated disinformation and the like. They're creating a bot to detect bots, ones that artificially produce... what's that when you're shopping? You get the reviews on the bottom, and it's like 5 out of 5 stars, and there are all these reviews, and you can see some of them that are from China are fake because the English language is all broken. It's like run through a translator. Right. Yeah, and it's really bad. So I don't know if I'm comfortable with Facebook, again, determining what's fair, what's inbounds, as much as I don't want to get hoodwinked or have a problem with some sort of foreign bot or some sort of bot, you know, it's not my fault, Facebook. If you want that shit off your page, keep it off your page. Just don't police what I'm doing. I don't know. Am I making any sense here?
No, zero.
Thank you. All right. Perfect. We'll move on. What was my next thing? See, you got me all... That was a good answer. You got me. All right, so a lot of these toy companies are really keeping an eye on China shipping.
China.
Yeah, because the holidays are coming up. These places haven't had... They don't have warehouses stocked full of toys, I guess, because they haven't been getting...
Yeah, so somewhere 28 Mondays till Christmas.
Jesus. That's a way to put it. Mondays. Everybody loves Mondays.
Everybody loves Mondays.
Well, they're saying there might be a possibility of a product shortage because of these shipping delays in China. I guess don't buy your kid shit from China. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, isn't it all from China or somewhere in China? So just start early, you know? The problem is when I start shopping early, like, I forget what I got, and, like, I just end up buying more and more and more, and you end up with, like, twice the amount that you really wanted the kids to have.
That's your job. You're supposed to consume. Purchase and consume.
Yes. And the boys have one of everything, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, what's the new thing this year? They have every Paw Patrol, every Batman, every Spider-Man.
Paw Patrol is racist. It got canceled because it's racist.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
Racist.
Yes. The little cartoon characters dressed up like uniformed police or firemen or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's racist. You can't have that. Well, they're canceled.
No, it can't be racist. There's a garbage man, too. There's a garbage man, a construction man.
I'm just telling you.
And there's a female dog, too. and she flies. But
is she the only one that can fly?
When they go through the name,
you know
zone,
why?
Why?
Airhead? I don't know. I was going with something like that. Very good.
But when there's six of them, and when they mention them by name in the introduction, she's named last. I thought that was kind
of so. That's not alphabetical at all.
Yeah. Well, maybe no.
Does this say featuring or guest appearance by? I mean, I'm trying to give
maybe,
you...
Maybe it is alphabetical, like Friends.
Yeah.
When they're announced, when they're shown in that intro with the Rembrandts,
yeah.
They're done alphabetically. So maybe the Paw Patrol took a lead from Friends, because her name is Skye. There's, what, Marshall? The other one?
The other one.
Ruble, something like that. Rocky and Skye. Yeah, maybe she is the last one. I don't know. Who gives a crap? But yeah, my kids have every Paw Patrol, have every Baby Shark thing you could possibly think of, every Marvel superhero. They have push cars. They have cars they can drive. They can ride in, push each other around. They have dump trucks, Tonka trucks, everything, and it's all over the freaking living room.
Nice.
Yeah. So I gotta buy them more this year. Gotta buy more. What's a 4-year-old do that a 3-year-old doesn't? He needs it.
I've been out of the game so long I couldn't tell you anymore.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. And here we are again.
Go ahead. It's worth it. Slam dunk.
They're incredible kids. They're amazingly bright. I don't know. Obviously. Yeah, the apple doesn't fall near this tree.
Hey, the reason for a lot of these delays is there's a shortage of shipping containers.
Everything's still stuck in the Suez Canal.
There and off the port of Los Angeles there on the left coast, they were blocking stuff that was coming. It should have been coming in, and apparently it slowed everything down. We got like a 4 to 6 week delay. And when these big freighters are out there with like thousands of containers stacked up like Legos, it costs like $80,000 a day for that shit to sit there.
Yeah. Well, another thing as far as delay in dealing with China and their ability not to produce this past year is fireworks. I hear there's going to be a shortage of fireworks in the at least in the Florida area. I'm sure if it's a shortage here, it's a shortage everywhere.
Well, that's okay because fireworks are racist.
Yes, they are. Especially those ones that get put on the ground and they fly up.
Stop.
They chase people.
We're going to have to get one of those shows where you have to be a member only, where we have members only stuff.
A member only show where we can just let it fly.
Yeah, well.
Episode 100, we'll shoot for that.
Did you say Carnival is your cruise line of choice or no?
No, Carnival's the one I can't go on, so it's not my company of choice. Royal Caribbean, I'm a diamond member of Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. Which means I get free drinks.
Nice. Well, Carnival is saying that some of their customers were affected by a data breach.
Yeah, not surprised. They are the Walmart of cruise lines.
They say, this is according to KSL.com, Canaveral Corp said Thursday that a data breach in March might have exposed personal information about customers and employees on Carnival Cruise Line, Holland America Line, and Princess Cruises.
Yeah, all the same company.
In a letter to customers, the company indicated that outsiders might have gained access to social security numbers, passport numbers, dates of birth, addresses, and health information about people. Nothing to worry about, folks.
Why would they have a social security number?
I don't know. The breach comes after Carnival was hit twice last year with ransomware attacks.
Wow.
This ransomware stuff's happening a little too much, a little too fast, a little too hard.
Yeah. I've gone through training about it with the previous company I worked for. So it's been around for a while. But I guess with that pipeline getting the ransomware, it's becoming the subject to talk about now, you know? Whatever. It's amazing that you would let yourself be vulnerable like that. You know, this is 2021. Get your IT department together, you know?
19. You're going to be one of them old dudes that sits on the, at the end of the bar talking about, in the 1900s.
Man. Get off my lawn!
Yeah, yeah.
That's me. No. 1985.
Jesus. All right. So I'm looking at some stuff online today, and this is a if you're watching a video, this is a picture of some B movie actress. She's in a lot of stuff lately. I couldn't tell you her name. She's obviously in a sex shop pushing a sex doll in a shopping cart, and I don't know. Apparently, this is a show on Roku itself. Like, there's Roku, and you can use that as a device to get online to other apps online. But Roku has their own channel, and they have channels underneath that. We could get a Roku channel if we want. It just takes a little time, a little money, a little effort. And I know how to do it. I could do it, but I can't do it all right now. So what I'm saying is Roku's on the rise. Because of this streaming stuff that's going on and people cutting the cord, Roku's numbers are up. Roku's putting money like Netflix and Amazon and Apple into their production, into their product. They're coming up with their own series, their own movies or what have you. Makes me wonder if we shouldn't do that.
I don't know. What kind of support do you get behind it? You know, do they just, is it like, you know, all these other places that we're available, you know, you could find us there. But, you know, the only place I've seen that features you is I forget what it is. I sent it to you a couple of weeks ago and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of these services that we're hooked up with, we're just one in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Is Roku, you get in, you pay to get in, and then do you pay to move up in the awareness of people?
No, but it's free, and there's a platform. There's a couple different ways to do it. If I was very technically advanced, I could figure it out, and it would be a lot quicker. But the challenge is I would think would be filling the channel, which I don't think would be a challenge because I could fill a channel. I mean, I got many avenues that we could pull from. I got other you know, things in the fire here. I probably have 4 or 5 shows, if you would, that could go on it. But I think when you're looking at a channel, I think you're looking at that one thing. You're not looking at, oh, I'm going to do this and this or see this and this from the same people. I think that you're either known by some people for this or known by some people for that. For instance, your kids, they don't know you by your job. They know you as dad. At your job, they don't know you as dad. They know you as Mike. So what I'm saying is different people are going to see you for different values that they see in you. So I don't know if I can warrant that yet, but I'd like to do it. I would love to have a fucking channel on TV. Dude. I think that would be fucking great.
Right? That would be cool.
Just have to win the lottery, hire a bunch of people, make it happen.
And the thing is, when you win the lottery, you're like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to go get a cabin in the woods and get my 80-inch screen TV.
Well, the reason why I was bringing this up is they did a thing on this Roku. These Roku originals are drawing more viewing in 2 weeks that they've been doing them than this Quibi. Do you remember seeing Quibi out? Or any advertisements for something called Quibi, Quibi?
No.
They were trying to get people to come along and, you know, like Jack Black type people doing short videos and stuff. And then they were paying to do like Apple service type, Amazon service, Netflix service type shows or movies. And it just didn't take off for some reason. It was a mobile, Jeffrey Katzenberg's mobile streaming service was what that was.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Roku's originals launched on May 20th with a lineup of 30 shows initially for Quibi. More Roku active accounts streamed a Roku original than the number of Quibi accounts that streamed Quibi shows during the startup's entire run. So Roku's got their shit together. It's like the Amazon thing we talked about before. You can buy just the Roku thing, But nowadays, Roku's in the TV business. Oh, and all the Roku stuff's built in there for you. Yeah, you can download Amazon or add that on. It's smart. It's like the phone companies. When you get the phone, you get the phone at a place that the chip in there only lets you. I can't buy the phone at T-Mobile and go over to Verizon. Well, I could. There would be switching and fees and all that stuff. But it's smart to get in the device business. Make it up on the back end.
Well, the TV I mentioned I bought back in 2012, the fact that it had a button for YouTube, I was like, what? Yeah. You know? I think it might have Netflix, too. You know, back in the day, it was very limited to what they can add to a TV. And the fact that I could watch YouTube videos on a 60-inch TV, I thought that was fantastic. Now, my AT&T service has all kinds of apps. I can, you know, do the Prime, I could do the Roku and the Disney Plus and the this and the that and all in, you know, in one spot.
I may have to really pursue this because I just read something here in this article. I'm reading on Deadline.com about the recent success of these Roku originals. Check this out. The Roku channel reaches households with 70 million people. Roku has about 54 million active accounts.
Okay, that was my question. Wow. Count every TV that's ever been sold as a person that has access?
I guess if you have a Roku TV or if you have that Roku box, and that box is like your bridge. It's like when AOL back in the day. That's how you got on the internet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking that, you know, they're inflating their numbers by putting in every TV that they've made. You know, if I had a Roku TV but never used it for Roku, I might consider one of those people.
Here's where I'm really getting excited. Roku has not previously offered an estimate for its investment in programming, but insiders familiar with the company's finances say it's approaching $1 billion in spending on content. Wow. Here's the deal. You do like Kevin Smith did back in the day. He wanted to make movies. Everybody said, oh, you probably have to go to Hollywood. You probably have to do this. You probably have to blow this guy. You probably have to work at this place for a while. You know, he did see a fucking charged up 10 grand and fucking made a movie because that's what he wanted to do. To make a fucking movie, and that's what he did.
$27,500 on credit cards.
So I think that's what we do. We just fucking go on Roku. Just go. Just get on there. And maybe they'll be like, hey, look, these guys are already here. Let's throw a little money at them.
Get in on the ground floor or maybe the second floor.
All right, I'm going to do something with this. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know when I'm going to do it. I'm going to do something with
it. Just take a step. Take a step. You know, if you got to Google it or whatever the case may be.
It's crazy.
Find out someone who's doing it and get a hold of them.
Well, I the thing is that I know on a technical side how to do one or two things. There's a service that can help you do that. They charge a little money for that.
I know a service in Colorado that's you know. Granted, we're going to have to make all this here look a little better.
I know, I'm working on it.
But it's fine. It is what it is. You know, it's a garage podcast at this point. These are the pilot episodes.
I really forget. I know we're on Twitch live, 7-ish to 9-ish on Fridays, live without a net. But here's my thing.
Eastern time. BothMics.com, twitch.tv/BothMics.
Nice.
Hit the subscribe button, damn it.
Now I totally lost my train of thought. Fucking sorry, beautiful. Bro. I was just about to say something impactful.
And whatever. I'm the older one here.
Yeah.
I know. It seemed like it was pertinent, too. Damn you.
McDonald's is in the news.
Again, still? We had french fries last night.
Did you? How were they?
Oh, they were fantastic, bro. Fantastic. On US1 there.
I see some guy on YouTube frequently. He went to McDonald's and he got... Or maybe it was Burger King, and he got he asked how many extra burger patties he could get on his burger, and they said, how many do you want? He said 19, so they gave him 20 burger patties.
How'd they wrap it?
They wrapped it like a sub. They, like, put it on its side, and, like, it was a giant burrito or something, and they served it to him through the drive-thru. And then today I saw one, and I didn't catch the whole thing, but he's at the drive-thru again, and apparently he's in England or somewhere in Europe, one of them countries with the twang in their throat, and he's at the drive-thru, and he's telling me it's 30% off day at McDonald's. So what he's going to do is he's going to order as many fries as they'll let him order at the drive-thru. So I don't know if that was 40 orders of fries or what. I'm going to go back and find it, but...
Okay.
Anyway, that's not why McDonald's is in the news, but for me, that's why.
Was the ice cream machine working?
Yes.
No, I didn't think so.
What do you want? It's lunch hour. It's no, dinner.
It's lazy.
We don't have
people.
That. We'll have to clean it. I don't want to clean that thing.
Exactly.
It's already clean.
Right?
McDonald's manager allegedly quits mid-shift, informs customers. He told all the customers that he's quitting. He put a sign up on, if you're watching the video, he put a sign up at the drive-thru, "We are closed because I am quitting and I hate this job."
Yeah. Fast food manager is way more stressful than it needs to be.
I mean, but I would love to meet this guy. I'd love to buy him a beer.
Yeah. Well, did you hear, was it somewhere in Wisconsin? Weston, Wisconsin. Say that 10 times fast. The Wendy's there this afternoon or yesterday, the entire crew walked out.
Why?
We're not making not enough money. We're leaving. Everybody picked up and left. No employees in the building at all.
Wow.
I'm not sure if the manager left or not, but all the employees just picked up and left.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is they're hearing about this $15 an hour thing, and they're like, well, I'm only making 9 or 10 or whatever, and I've been here 2 years. That's great, because when this law goes into play here in our area, what's going to happen is Johnny come newly, who doesn't have the 5 years experience at this place that you do, he's going to make the exact same. But don't worry, you'll both be making 15. Oh, right. And by the way, you're going to go from 39 hours, because I'm trying to keep you under 40, to 22. Now what?
And
if you're still here,
it took you 5 years to get to that $15. So.
Yeah, and that's what I think a lot of people are missing, and unfortunately, it's the people that have been working in jobs that require you to get paid hourly. Some people prefer to get paid with tips. Some people prefer to get the hourly pay. I can feel for those people that are in that position where they're like, oh, you know, I started at $8, then I went to 11, then I'm at 13. They think when this changes and this $15 an hour thing comes in, that they're getting a raise too. That's not the way it works. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Just because the minimum wage got adjusted by $4 doesn't mean that your above minimum wage will go $4.
Yeah, that's the part people are missing. They're in for a rude awakening.
Yep. And then what follows after that, and it's already happening because, you know, a lot of serving positions are open. A lot of restaurants have signs in their windows. Sorry, we're short-staffed. The Carrabba's we went to, the Applebee's we went to, and the Chili's we went to, all here in town, all have signs. You know, we walked into a small restaurant last night, and there was a couple tables open. And the kid told us it's going to be a 45-minute wait, and there was no one else waiting. You know, I don't know if he saw the two young boys and didn't want to deal with us or not, but...
Well, maybe he was being realistic. He's like, look, I'm here by myself. I can only wait on four people efficiently,
and they were
whatever.
Short-staffed also. They actually had a sign, you know, like a yard sign.
Yeah.
You know, like a yellow yard sign in front of their place saying, hey, we're short-staffed, we're hiring this, we're hiring that. So, you know, what comes behind... what's happening now is, you know, inflation. Inflation's out of control right now, and it's only going to get worse if they increase these wages. You know, it's a double-edged sword. You take one with the other. Do you think that business owners who have the upper hand are going to cut their profits? No, of course not. You know, Joe Blow restaurant on the corner, he's making $150,000 a year. In this end of the year, he makes $140,000. He goes, well, why is my income going down and theirs going up? Well, guess what? We're adjusting prices.
I'll give you another example. I got somebody that I know in my family that you know, a couple days a week when they go out to lunch from work, they'll go to this wing place that's near their place, and they'll, you know, get 10 wings, fries, and a Coke or whatever. It's like $10.99 or whatever, and then tax. It's like $12, whatever it is. 12 and change. Not quite $13. And so he went back again. You know, it had been a week, a couple weeks or whatever. He went back again, got his order, and it was $23 and change.
Holy crap.
For the same thing. This is no lie. I went and I didn't believe it. And when I was at the store the other day, I looked at chicken prices, and wings are the most expensive part of the chicken you can buy right now. It's outrageous. It's like $3.50 a pound for wings.
Remember when they were like 50 cents a pound, you know, because no one wanted crap?
Yeah.
Yep. It was all drumsticks when we were little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But you know what? You can't freaking win. You know, it's just the way it is, and you're not going to change the freaking world. So just sit down, relax.
See, what I've been doing for years is, you know, the drumsticks, because I used to like the drumstick one. I like the flats, but I like the drumstick one. So for years, what I've been doing is getting a package of chicken legs and just tossing them in wing sauce. giant wings.
Yeah,
it's cheaper that way now too.
And things, I've seen places that'll do wings, and they'll do it like full size wings. Yeah, they're kind of gross in comparison.
With the tips.
Yeah, and no, I want the little ones, and I'm a flat guy too. I used to be a drummy guy, but now I'm a flat guy.
Drummy. I didn't know there was a. Is this like the furry people, the people that like to dress up as win fur outfits and stuff? Is this a fetish here? Is this a drummy? I never heard that term. Drummy.
You never heard the two parts of the wing, the drummy?
No, I've heard the parts flat. Of the wing being a drum and a flat. Okay. I was just, you were saying drummy, and I thought maybe that was a person who had an affection for drumsticks. I don't know. Is that a club?
Or someone who dresses their wings in little costumes?
Yes.
And then I'll stop there.
By the way, what are you sporting on the shirt there? What is that, Magellan?
Oh, Magellan, yeah. I hate Magellan. I hate Magellan shirts with the little Velcro that keeps your glasses in place and the vented back. I hate the company. I hate the people that wear those shirts. Please don't wear those shirts.
So why are you wearing a shirt that says that?
This shirt was, we were at Academy, and they had Magellan t-shirts, $4.99. And at $4.99, I couldn't resist, so I bought two.
Nice.
Two different ones. And they're worth $4.99.
Well, I'm sporting the 2014 tour, the Summerland tour. Everclear, Soul Asylum, Eve 6, and Space Hog. It was a pretty good show.
I've gone to see Everclear twice.
Yeah?
And both times, they canceled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was odd. It was two totally separate shows. It was like festival-type shows.
Mm-hmm.
One was at Oyster Bake during Fiesta in San Antonio. And they were supposed to play, and I guess there were no show or something happened. And then another time, I don't know, something happened. So I wanted to see them, and both times, canceled.
There was I saw them the first time. They were an opening act for the Marvelous Three in Orlando at the Sapphire Supper Club, is what that place used to be called. And I didn't know who they were, and they blew me away from what I expected to hear. You know, it was just an opening band, but they were tight, they were good, and you know, I've gone to see them a bunch of times. I like them; they're good. Anyway, I know I have a ton of shirts, so I might as well expose them. This one even has people in a crowd on it on the bottom here. I don't know how they do that.
Interesting.
That's my goal. Be a person in the crowd on the band's t-shirt.
Right.
Buddy, YouTube has come out with a thing for iOS. You don't use Apple, though, right?
Oh, no. Can't stand the company.
All right. Well, we're not even going to talk about this. Screw them, then. No, they have a thing. It's a picture-in-picture. It's coming to all U.S. users. What's happened is people go through the YouTube, and you push on a video, and then it'll reduce in size, and you can still hear it, right now, the way I see it. I can still hear it. I can't really see the video as I'm scrolling for my next video. See, we've become so impatient. We can't just watch the video we pulled up. We got to look for the next best thing. It's like channel surfing. You're like trying to get to the next thing. See if there's a better show on that I'm missing out on. Fear of missing out.
Exactly. Well, that's like with sitcoms. I don't know if you noticed. I don't remember exactly when. I'm thinking it was probably more than 10 years ago. They did away with like introductions and endings of TV programs and the commercials in between. So like when your show is over at 8 o'clock or 7:59, they would cut it off. There'd be a, you know, they'd run credits, they'd run commercials, then they'd run the next show. Well, during that commercial time, they're losing people. So if they can go from one show to the next show and keep you freaking captured and give you 7 minutes and then shove a commercial down your throat, people were more likely to stick around on their channel and continue watching. And I guess it worked because it hasn't changed back.
I like when you when a show comes on, if you're watching something that does come on a certain time on a certain day, and they do that. They don't start with the credits. Like us, I'm doing it the opposite. We start with a credit thing, but that's for other reasons. So,
right, Puff, you're going to see that.
But, you know, you want to get to the point where they either have like a 2-minute teaser about the episode, or they have like a 2-minute standalone little comedic piece that ends up having nothing to do with the episode. It was just funny to get you hooked on watching the show. You ever see, right. Did you notice that?
Yep.
We need to start doing that. We need to increase our production. Well, you know what? I'm just going to hire people.
Yeah, sure.
We're looking for an investor. We're looking for an angel investor. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to be on TV.
We'll interview you. You know, we'll give you your 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll give you credits. You could be the executive producer and all that fun stuff. And
I'll hold up a sign that says it has your name on it, even though I can't. There we go. Yeah.
When you come visit us and you end up flying in, if you're somewhere else in the world or somewhere else in the country, we'll be the one at the airport with the sign, Mr. Right. Smith. You know.
And we'll executive producer of both Mike's podcasts.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Stickers. That's right. Go ahead and send me a note. I'll send you some stickers. They're little round stickers with one of our logos. We have a bunch of logos. But, I like these.
Yeah.
They throw real well. I can really rocket them through the office here. Get the intern on it. Hey, do you remember flip phones?
Yeah.
Do you wish you had a flip phone back?
Back in the day, yeah, I think everybody wanted the flip phone. I don't think I've ever had, I did have one with Nextel. Remember Nextel?
Yeah.
The walkie-talkie feature.
What?
Yeah, they were real popular in Central Florida.
Right. Well, I see the flip phones, but they're not flip phones. This Samsung, the Fold.
We talked about that, and I remember we talked about it, and I told you it was going to be a piece of crap.
It's a piece of crap, apparently, because they're pulling them. They're stopping them.
I don't know, but you know, you take something, like even this piece of paper, and if you fold it back and forth enough, guess what? It's going to freaking break. Right?
Well, apparently.
There it is. Apparently, if you're watching on Twitch.tv, there's a picture of it right there. Fold that sucker a couple hundred times.
PhoneArena.com.
I almost gave it the benefit of the doubt, thinking that, okay, well, you know, maybe with technology the way it is and the way that if you could dream it, you could build it.
Exactly.
I gave the benefit of the doubt. Okay, maybe they got it right, you know? Like White Castle screwing up in Las Vegas, and they finally got it right in Orlando, kind of. This is exactly what it is. It's a piece of junk.
Well, they had pre-sales going on, and according to PhoneArena.com, the Galaxy Z Fold 2 is no longer available to purchase on Samsung's U.S. website. This was first spotted by 9to5 Google and raises a question about whether the phone has been discontinued ahead of its successor's rumored August launch. Apparently, the original one here, the Galaxy Z Flip 5G, is still available, but a lot of them are sold out, and they're just saying there's none in stock, none available. So, here's my question. you spend $1,400 on a phone like this. Oh, sorry. Hold on. In April, Samsung permanently reduced Galaxy Z Fold 2's starting price from $1,999 to $1,799. The Z Fold 3 could start as low as $1,599. They're already planning two steps down the road. They're going to stair step you. They know they're going to sell you the salad, the appetizer, the dinner, the aperitif, the dessert, the coffee, all that shit. They already got it planned out. And it's only $2, sir. It's only $10. It's only, then you got a $200 tab. And that's good. Enjoy it. If you got it and want to do that, that's great.
Right.
We're programmed. We're programmed.
I'm gonna run a little analogy here. You know the car business, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Car company, ABCD, whatever the case may be, comes out with a brand new car. Brand new platform, the whole nine yards, the first year. Do you buy one?
Nope. Wait at least 1 year. And I've been in the car business for many years.
Yeah. I knew that, and I've never been in the car business. My grandfather was.
But, no, what I'm saying is I've seen it on both sides, and I totally agree.
Yeah. So you get what you ask for, you know?
And never when there's going to be a model change the next year.
Yeah.
Because happens. You have the latest of the old style now. You know, maybe the second year in on the new style or whatever. Man, we're getting off the rails with this car talk. I didn't expect there to be car talk. I apologize.
Should be worse.
So apparently Google is rethinking about the way they're doing business here with cookies. That's with what cookies. They're telling us. I don't believe it. About
cookies we eat or cookies we cash?
No, like cash. Like, this is, they're going to change the way people are tracked by ads and so forth. That's what they say. Google, this is according to the Washington Post, so it must be true.
Okay. Are they spinning it to make it seem like it's better in our favor when it actually isn't?
Yeah. And now I can't even read the article because I'm not subscribed to Washington Post. That's great.
Yeah, well, it's because you're a conservative.
That's right. Google is totally changing how ads track people around the internet. I think it's going to be the opposite. I think they're going to lull you into this false sense of security that they're stepping up. Because that's what you hear about Google and Google Chrome. Because Chrome's used on most computers throughout the country. 76% of the people who do business with an internet browser, they use Chrome. So they have three-quarters of the population of the planet using their product here. Oh, we're going to change the way ads... I know where this is going. Whenever you're changing something, it's not for my benefit. I go to buy a half-gallon ice cream. You can't find a half-gallon ice cream anymore. It's 1.77 or whatever. It's small. It looks like the half-gallon, but it's not a half-gallon. They'll change the pack sizes. Buddy, I know you're fixing it. You're right. They're putting on the glove.
Yup.
How'd I get into grumpy old man mode here?
You used to be fun, Mike. What happened?
Yeah, I am grumpy old man. That's what it is. We got like 5 minutes here. So you know what I'd like to do in this last 5 minutes? I'd like to take 2 minutes and I'd like to go over the... I don't have any fancy music. The Mike-isms! Da-da-da! The Mike-isms!
Oh,
Mike,
boy.
You want to tell everybody the Mike-isms? Just tell us what they are.
All right. Everything is false.
Everything is fake.
Fake?
Yeah, not false. No.
Actually, I have fake written down, but I looked at it real quick, and I'm like, why does it say false? Everything is fake. You're taking your SATs this weekend, kids? Everything is false. Go across. Right down the board. People are stupid.
Yes, sir. People are stupid. Yes, sir.
They have a vernacular tendency to be stupid.
Hey, I'm one of them. I'm a people. I'm stupid. I admit it. People are stupid.
Yeah. I always like it when George Carlin gets up on stage and he starts railing on people. You know, they got you by the balls. The government's got you by the balls. And he's like, and everybody's like, yeah, yeah. And like, is he talking to you or is he talking about other stupid people?
Yes.
People here, now we're all good. We're good. We're not
right.
Stupid.
Well, if anybody gets offended at that remark, we're not talking about you. We're talking about the other people.
And every person you point at, there's five people pointing back at you.
That's right, and I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. I know it. I'm good.
Now, here's a scary one. Don't trust anyone.
I gotta say, you know, okay, you're stranded. You're on a side of the road, and somebody pulls over to help you. Do you accept the help? Or do you go through a quick judgment mode?
2021, no. 1985, yes.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why you can't trust anyone. That one sentence, that one example, you can't trust anyone. You'll be a news story.
Yeah. Is that naivete on me back in 1985 when I was stranded on the side of the road in the middle of Arkansas, 5 o'clock on a Friday?
Yeah, right.
You know, and people pulled over, and I took a ride with somebody, and, you know.
Well, the last time I did that, I picked up this person, and it's a long story. I'll tell you about it later. But when I asked him, I said, you know, aren't you nervous about getting in a car with other people? Don't you think that, you know, I mean, I know, what are the odds of me being a serial killer? And the guy looks at me and goes, well, actually, the odds are much greater that there's two of us. Wow. He's like, I didn't think there'd be two serial killers in the car. What are the odds of that?
Right. Now, just remember, don't tell anyone anything they don't need to know.
That is correct. Do not tell people stuff they don't need to know. That is correct.
Some things are better left unsaid.
What else? We got one more, is it?
One more. Measure twice, cut once.
Easy one.
Make sure you got your shit together, cover your ass, and then cut. Because I hate it when you cut a board too short. You're like, ah, and you waste it.
That's like getting a haircut. You know, you get a haircut too short. I'd rather you cut it longer than you think than shorter than it might have to be. You know what I mean?
Why a haircut? I haven't had a haircut in a year.
I know, neither have I. It's crazy, dude. This was all like standing up. Oh, man. The bozo. I like it. Get the bozo going.
Yeah.
You need to do that, like for Halloween or something.
Well, I'm thinking Doc Brown for Halloween.
Oh, that's an easy one, yeah.
Look at that. You can't even see my hair.
No, it's bald. That's great. You look like bald guy. That's perfect. Oh, nice. There you go, the comb over. Yes, you have to incorporate the comb over, and you have to go out. You have to tell Brenda you're going to do it. You have to go out to dinner and all that stuff with the comb over. And act natural. Act like it's normal.
Right. For Father's Day.
Well, listen, we're at the part of the show here where we're getting ready to get the heck out of here. I do want to give a shout out to my friend Gino Losey. If you want to go fishing, you're in Florida, or you want to come to Florida, look up Gino Losey. He's going to take you out and get you a bunch of fish, a bunch of big fish. And why don't you go check out the Melon Patch Theater. Check them out online if you want. They always got new productions, community theater. And they'll take your donation as well, Dustin Levine at the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. You got anything else? Anybody else you want to give a shout out to, Mike?
Hi, Mom. No. I think we're good. I couldn't think of anything.
Well, I've just put you on the spot. I know this is new.
That's all right. But stickers. Anybody needs a sticker?
Yes. Let us know. We got a ton of stickers.
If one of the
here.
Mics, a note, a signal, a smoke signal, anything. Email.
I'm going to do like Cheap Trick did back in the day. I'm going to go through the toll booth. I'm going to go through the coin-operated one, not the automatic e-pass, and stick them on off.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what you want to do, because the only people that go through the coin-operated ones are the people that are broke and don't have an e-pass. And then it just blows through that one anyway.
All right, we're out of here, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/bothmikes, bothmikes.com for everything Both Mikes. Good night, folks.